president facing more challenges. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Additional classified papers were discovered in the Justice Department's search of President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home Friday. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Bob Bauer, President Biden's personal attorney, confirming the discovery of six additional documents marked classified. Some of the documents found were from the president's time in the Senate, and some were from his tenure as vice president. Bauer's statement noting prosecutors also, quote, took for further review personally handwritten notes from the vice presidential years, end quote. The president and first lady were not present for the search. They are spending the weekend at their Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home.
Some Democrats now in agreement with Republicans that there should be an investigation into the handling of President Biden's classified documents. Here's Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell of Michigan on Fox News.
I want the facts. I want the Department of Justice to be completely thorough, completely honest, and I want the facts.
Other Democrats showing their support include Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia. Meanwhile, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain is reportedly planning to resign from his position soon after the State of the Union on February 7th. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is aiming to make permanent his COVID policies, which include banning mask and vaccine mandates. The governor tells Fox's Unfiltered with Dan Bongino about the policy's impact.
We've protected Floridians across the board, their jobs, their education, and their ability to participate in society. That has preserved freedom in our state, but I think it helped preserve freedom in other states.
Meanwhile, following the government's removal of its zero COVID policy, people in China are ringing in the Lunar New Year with large family gatherings and crowds visiting temples. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The LAPD facing a lawsuit over an arrest that went awry. Fox's Samantha Liebman with more.
The son of Keenan Anderson, who died during an arrest after being tased by police, is suing the Los Angeles Police Department. Lawyers for 5-year-old Kai Anderson filing a notice that they intend to sue for $50 million in damages. Anderson, a 31-year-old teacher arrested after police say he was a suspect in a hit and run in Venice January 3rd, first flagging down police, then trying to run from them.
He's trying to jaw floor me.
Episode on police body camera. Anderson was tased 6 times in about a minute.
I'm gonna tase him.
Later going into cardiac arrest and dying. A police toxicology test found cocaine and cannabis in his system.
Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube is back home after spending 4 days in the hospital. He had fallen 25 feet from a ladder at his Sarasota home while cutting a tree. The congressman, who is serving his third term, posted on Twitter that he is grateful for all of the prayers and support he's received. An American hero is off the market.
The Eagle has landed again. Former astronaut Buzz Aldrin has stunned the world once more. The second man to walk on the moon has taken his fourth trip down the aisle. The American hero marked his 93rd birthday Friday by marrying his 63-year-old girlfriend, Dr. Anka Faur, who is also the executive vice president of Buzz Aldrin Ventures, LLC. The two tied the knot at a small private ceremony in Los Angeles on the same day Aldrin was named a living legend of aviation. In a statement, the last surviving member of the Apollo 11 crew and one of only a dozen men to walk on the lunar surface said he and his new bride were, quote, as excited as eloping teenagers. We have liftoff.
That's Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.